Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Michael Soroka takes over. I mean, look, they've been protecting Cade Horton in terms of pitches and innings, but this feels a little early.
There has to be something going on physically with Cade.
Cade was sick this week. He was coughing a lot. He noticed the symptoms, and it just started to tighten up a little bit, so we pulled the plug on it. Then we're just going to have to evaluate it moving forward.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a little more serious than that. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody. We are broadcasting live from Old Crow in Wrigleyville.
Yeah.
It smells like barbecue. It's very distracting. We are on a set with a bunch of pumpkins and a very fall vibe. So that's the setting for us as we get you ready for Cubs baseball here on The Score. We switched with Spiegel and Holmes. They are headed to Vegas, so we've got the afternoon show today. And Robbie Triano played your favorite song.
Wow.
Is that Grody's favorite song?
Well, no.
For bad situations,
oh,
it is.
Yeah,
for some reason, you know, I am musically run, as Layla is too. You know, we're kind of a couple music heads, so a lot of stuff that I associate just comes to my mind.
Like when something bad has been happening lately, that song has been coming to my head.
Ever since the other day, the only song I think of when I look at you, Grody, is Trapped in the Closet.
Wait, what? I told you.
The R. Kelly classic.
Did I not come out of the closet?
You did come out of the closet, but I thought about how you were trapped at the closet. I'm glad you made it here. I was like, I hope he doesn't get trapped in that closet at House Hall again.
Right. Somebody tweeted at us and was like, don't listen to Layla. Chapters 1 through 22 will change your life.
They will.
And I lost it. I started laughing so hard because I'm like, did I think in the year of our Lord 2025 that we would be still having discourse about R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet?
Yeah, that's pretty heavy stuff.
Thank you for bringing that to the discussion.
Right. And for instance, the song previous to that that I thought of when things were going poorly that I could have brought to the radio as well was a song by Korn called Coming Undone. It's Coming Undone is what I would go through my head. But that's the updated version. And Cade Horton is a person of concern, is he not right now?
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's coming undone. I would not say the Cubs playoff hopes are coming undone. This is, however, going to majorly affect the rotation if there is any news. I mentioned earlier the Craig Counsell interview yesterday that happened with Spiegel and Holmes, and he casually mentions an MRI.
How's Cade Horton doing?
We decided to do some further testing with Cade, an MRI, to just see what we're dealing with. Optimistic, but we want to make sure we know kind of what we're dealing with or if we're dealing with anything.
And so you're still waiting on those results at this point?
Yeah, it's this afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, so you can't yet comment. So last night seemed positive about his possible future availability, but it's not...
Yeah, that hasn't changed. I think we just want to make sure, I think, to protect Cade as much as anything, is like, let's make sure we know what's going on here.
If that was a playoff game, you think he guts it out and stays in last night?
I do, yes.
Well, that's the important part, right? Is that in that moment, Craig Counsell, talking with as much information as he had, said, hey, if this had been a playoff game,
this is how precautionary this was. We would have just left him out there.
Well, let's remind everybody, number one, an MRI is a flex to anybody who pays for health insurance or doesn't have it in the United States of America. So congrats to the Cubs for having that on the ready. Makes sense. Protect Cade Horton. Number two, that's the guy who I thought was probably your ace for the playoff rotation, at least to start in the wild card series. So there's that concern as well. Number three, something isn't adding up when you consider he said he was coughing a lot and that's what led to a back problem. But anytime you hear the word back, I think it is a good idea to get it checked out as much as you possibly can.
There was no alarm in Craig's voice, and I know he's pretty steady in his tone and the way he talks to those guys, generally speaking, but he was quick to answer those questions, which keeps me a little bit optimistic that he, as you said, Marshall, that, you know, asked if he would have stayed in that game. His exact words were, "I do, yes," without hesitating, even without that awkward little delay that we always hear between the questions.
It's hilarious.
That delay, does anybody else just freak out like after a question is asked? Because nobody ever knows how Craig's going to answer.
It's always better.
It's so scary,
it's
man.
It's always better when it's Matt Spiegel asking the question because he likes to go to uncomfortable places.
Oh, yeah, man.
And so when you hear the delay, you're like,
right, like it's going on. What's he going to say? Is Craig going to condescend? Is he going to get mad? Is he going to answer the question?
It's rather enjoyable on the back end, but during the delay, it is
frightening. It's like a horror film, man. That, it's like, ah.
That quarter of a second feels like it's about 10 minutes every time.
Yeah, fill it in with a little.
That's not even the best part of that clip. The best part is Julio, like, and the noise.
I picture him just jumping out of the chair. Like, that's what I heard you guys talking about.
I'm so glad
that you guys got to hear
it's
that.
It's being enveloped. We're trying to envelope the people.
Enveloped. That's what I said.
That's what I said.
This segment is brought to you by Great Clips.
Shut up. It's
going to be great. I can't say the same yet for the news we're going to get on Cade Horton. Just so you're aware, Bruce Levine is reporting on the Cubs today. He is going to be inside the clubhouse. He will bring us the very latest at 4:45, hopefully, depending on whether or not Craig Counsell talks at his expected 4:30 time. So that's something that we are actively tracking here as we are just a couple steps away from Wrigley Field.
I will say this. I had no concern after that interview and even last night post-game. I'm like, MRI. He's like, oh, we're about to go see the MRI, so we didn't get the news last night. But I am a little bit concerned that Jesse Rogers on Twitter, when answering a fan asking about it, said, and I'm quoting him here, the chatter def isn't positively. I can say that.
Yeah, the chatter he heard was not positive.
Yeah, but not reporting anything yet. That just, I'm sorry, Grody, I didn't mean to do that to you.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that is. Yeah, where's my
That
is painful.
And Jesse's been on it this season. Let's give Jesse credit because he's been on top of a lot of news, I think ahead of schedule for a lot of people. So that is not good. And we have to come to the realization that there is a chance that not only is the National League Rookie of the Year candidate and the guy who you've now come to depend on not only to be in the playoff rotation, but to perhaps pitch game one.
He should.
You might have another plan, and that has to be in place. Even if this is a minor setback, even if it's anything more than nothing, you're looking at the chance where this likely prevents him from throwing in the wild card in some way, shape, or form. That's a real possibility here.
Maybe his next start is delayed for some reason, depending on what that news is. But I'm trying to be optimistic about this while at the same time being pragmatic. And here's what I'll say as someone being pragmatic. At least if he can't go, it's not like you don't know who would pitch. It would be Imanaga, it would be Boyd, and it would be Jameson Taillon. It would be those three guys.
Is that the order you would go?
Oh, like, no, that's not the
you
order.
I think that's the order you have to go if you know he's not available, Horton, and if you're at home. Because Imanaga at home is where he is the most successful. But even after Matthew Boyd going 5 1/3 yesterday, I feel better about that than I did previous to his start. That's why yesterday's game was so huge. It wasn't just big because of the offensive firepower we saw out of the Cubs. It was that, you know, that combination, Boyd, Palencia, and Savali, with three innings out of Savali, and he's been doing that. He deserves some credit here, too. At least you know that that is a possibility that you can feel better about after last night's game.
It was really interesting. I don't know if you guys caught David Cone breaking down Matthew Boyd and explaining, in his opinion, why the drop-off. And, of course, he went to the obvious place, which we've all gone to. It's the answer, maybe, is that this is the most amount of pitches that he has thrown since 2019. But what he also said was that the measurables are, in his opinion, or even the things that are measured, they are the same. The velocity is the same. The movement on his pitches is the same. The cutter is the same. Like, all of those things are the same. And so, but then it came full circle, and he said, well, maybe he's tired. But to me, none of that really adds up. Like, if the measurables are the same and the movement is the same, I don't see how the tired factor plays a part. So it's a long-winded way of saying there's really not a good answer as to what exactly has been going on with Matthew Boyd.
I think, was he perhaps saying that because of that, that batters can see him well? Like, the longer the season goes on, the more a batter can kind of pick up what he's putting down?
Maybe. That's possible, too. I didn't necessarily infer that from that, but that's an interesting point in itself. Like, you see a guy, the more you see a guy, the more he's obviously exposed.
I think with Boyd specifically, the way his stuff works, if his changeup is really on, mm-hmm. and he's so effective against right-handed hitters, and that's been kind of a bread-and-butter thing, but if his changeup is off and it's up, you have what you had when you saw him back in 2019 when he threw the most innings. He's thrown more pitches this year than that year, but he's more innings back then when he gave up a league-leading 39 homers.
Yeah. But he also threw a lot of strikes that year.
Yeah.
He at the halfway point, I think, led the league in strikeouts. He was a massive candidate for a lot of teams for trade value. And he, when you lead the league in strikeouts, that means you're throwing a lot of good pitches to hit as well. It's just a matter of whether or not the bat is missing them, as we know. So I feel like those two go hand in hand.
Yeah, and that's why the changeup has to be on for him, because of the effectiveness, knowing that he is loading the box up with strikes.
But either way, given that he went, you know, it was 7 against the Nationals, but it's the Nationals. That was his first start of the month on the Saturday of 9-6. So that was September 6th. That one, he went 7 innings, gave up 2 earned runs. Against the Rays, 5 innings, gave up 4 earnies. And then his last start prior to this one, Pittsburgh, where he gave up 4 earned runs. I'm feeling better about what I saw yesterday based on those factors.
You know what? And maybe let's keep this going tonight. Look, the show to Imanaga, we all know he gets – I know. I see you. I'm going to help you out right now, Marshall Harris, who's giving me that Marshall look. You know the Marshall look, don't you, Layla? That Marshall – come on, see what you're going to say. That's what he's saying to me. What I'm going to say
the challenge,
here is
the challenge is issued?
Something like that. Like he, no matter what I say, he thinks he's got something better. That's the look that Marshall's giving me right now.
No, go ahead,
but
Gross.
No, show. Please, just one home run, maybe. I allow you to give up, like, just. And I know, like, it's part of the story. You knew going into Shota Imanaga when he came here that he gives up a lot of home runs. It's what he does. He's a fly ball pitcher. I get it, but don't. And I know they were solos. Gave up 3 home runs in his last start, and you just keep going back through the game logs and. It's like, let's get used to not doing that. Just a minimum.
He's going to have to pinpoint spot him, and hopefully the velo is there where it needs to be. That 1 mile is a lot for him.
It
if it's
is.
Off.
You said, oh, yeah. We saw that for years with Kyle Hendricks.
Let's not get used to doing what exactly?
Giving up home runs.
We're already used to it.
Okay.
No one's given up more
that's
home
why
runs
I'm saying.
The All-Star
I know, Marshall. That's why I'm saying, hey.
The fact that you're begging for him to just give up the one home run, that kind of tells the story, right? It's like, I would say,
it's,
hey,
it's what
Shota,
you're willing to put up with that's outside
the bar.
The
I've got,
standard.
I brought like, this bar in here with me, and
I'm just
pretty low.
Run,
it's under the table right now.
It is lower than the bar at Old Crow.
Lower than the bar. We're at this sixth stage up here.
But
it's
of course,
awesome.
We are elevated right now. I'll say this.
It's
if
beautiful
he gives up
here.
Just the one home run, and it's a solo home run, again, because of what my expectations are of Shota Imanaga, I guess I can live with it. Because if he gives up one home run, it's a solo home run.
That's what I said.
The problem with Shota is he has that his recent history of just doing it so early. Like, okay. You look up and it's the second inning, it's 1-0 or 2-0.
All right, I just set the over under 1.5. Layla, over or under tonight for Shota giving up home runs?
Over.
No, okay.
What did you say that, 0.5?
At 1.5.
Oh, 1.5. Oh, yeah, I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I'm taking the over.
And you're taking the over. So
Mets know how to box.
But
Francisco Alvarez is out here hitting home runs, man.
Yeah, Juan Soto is down. Having a bad year in which he's about to be. I mean, he could legitimately be a 40-40 player at the end of the week.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the Mets boppers. What about the Cubs?
They finally got a 30-home run hitter.
The latest on Kyle Tucker coming up next here. Raheem Harris and Grody from Old Crow. And a friendly reminder that tonight the Cubs wrap up their series at home against the Mets. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:05. First pitch is at 6:40 on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. The latest from Craig Counsell and Kyle Tucker is on the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.